More than 100 internet companies have gone out of business over the past year. Every time one of these dot-coms fails, scores of employees are fired on short notice and creditors call demanding payments. Some dot-coms have been hiring consultants to help during this difficult time. NPR's Chris Arnold reports on a man whose job is to help these companies as they fall apart. He takes charge and helps clean up the mess.
After several frantic weeks of struggling to sell his failing.com event planning business to a larger company, entrepreneur Mark Lazar one evening got word that his last hope for an acquisition deal had fallen through.
It was a huge disappointment. It became real clear that night that, okay, we're now shifting gears. It's no longer about keeping the team together. Now it's about how do we, as gracefully as we can, let a bunch of people go and start having these conversations with vendors that say, hey, you know, we're not going to be able to pay you. There's no more money.
Lazar says the days that followed at his company, Time Dance, were hard. He and the other managers were laying off employees who they'd become close friends with. At one low point, Vice President of Business Development Stuart West says he had to get a ride to the drugstore to buy Maalox at 1 a.m.
Because I was so stressed out that I couldn't sleep and my stomach was killing me. We had a lot of creditors who were very angry with us. We had bankers who were calling us and being very aggressive. We had one meeting with a series of bankers who basically said, how could this happen? What did you guys do wrong? How did you screw this up? And that's just not the sort of conversation you want to have over and over again.
Various other creditors started calling the company, demanding payment as well. Bankruptcy loomed, and CEO Mark Lazar began to dread the future and all the messy details he knew he would have to deal with. But then Lazar heard about Richard Couch, a former Xerox executive who specializes in crisis management.
So I hear about this guy from one of my investors, and he's described as this former Navy SEAL, so I'm, you know, expecting some, you know, fairly substantial-sized guy.
But Lazar was still not prepared for Richard Couch, who in fact was a Navy SEAL and an amateur powerlifter capable of bench-pressing 500 pounds.
Well, here's this guy. I think realistically he's probably about 6'1", but big guy, and I swear to God, he looked like he's about 7 feet tall and just this giant. Big hands, he shakes your hands, just crushes your hand. And I'm thinking, there's not a single creditor in the world that's going to screw around with this guy. I mean, this is perfect. So he just has this presence.
Richard Couch.
In the military, we used to call that command presence. If you're going to be in charge, look like you're in charge. Act like you're in charge. If you're going to battle with me about something, you better be ready to battle, because I'm ready.
When the executives at Time Dance had their first meeting with Richard Couch, one of them was struck by Couch's resemblance to a character in the movie Pulp Fiction. In the film, after a man accidentally gets killed in the backseat of a gangster's car, the mob calls in a cleanup man, Mr. Wolf, played by Harvey Keitel, to take control of the situation.
Get it straight, Buster. I'm not here to say please. I'm here to tell you what to do. And if self-preservation is an instinct you possess, you better f***ing do it and do it quick. I'm here to help. If my help's not appreciated, lots of luck, gentlemen.
No, Mr. Wolf, it ain't like that. Your help
Mark Lazar.
You know, one person makes this little comment about, oh, you remember Pulp Fiction and the wolf? And from that moment on, you know, the guy was never referred to anything but the wolf.
Richard Couch prefers to compare himself to an emergency room surgeon, but he smiles at the wolf comparison, saying he's also been called Darth Vader. And Couch has a sense of humor about his tough guy image. He keeps a pair of real samurai swords on his desk, and he says he used to leave a set of ridiculously huge 100-pound barbells on his office floor.
If you come into a guy's office and he's got a couple of pieces of powerlifting gear there, it just sets a different tone.
As part of the shutdown process, Time Dance hired Richard Couch's consulting business, Diablo Management, and angry creditors were told to contact Diablo, which assumed control of the dot-com. That transfer of power, though, at times proved difficult for Mark Lazar, the entrepreneur behind Time Dance.
I'd found myself going from CEO to having no influence whatsoever in a matter of moments, and it was a very interesting experience for me.
Lazar says one problem that soon arose involved a public relations consultant who did some work for the startup.
She did some great work for us, and in between the time that she did the work and when she got her check and finally went to cash the check, which frankly was just too long a period of time, the bank accounts had been cleared out. It bounced. And I felt really bad for him. I felt terrible.
The contractor says she lost upwards of $10,000, a serious hit to her small one-person business. But Richard Couch refused to pay her the money because he says at that point, paying her might have exposed the company to litigation by other creditors.
Where you get in trouble is you treat one constituency different than you do another. Part of being fair is being equally unfair. The consultant was given a check. They just never cashed it. So at the time that I'm aware of the issue, that person is a general unsecured creditor, in effect, like every other general unsecured creditor.
As it turned out, the company's lawyers agreed with Richard Couch. Mark Lazar says a large part of the value of a consultant like Couch is that he can make tough decisions without being emotionally wrapped up with the company and the workers. And as far as people losing money, over the years, Couch says he's seen many worse situations in the various companies he's worked in around the country. He's seen entrepreneurs lose their life savings or their kids' college education funds.
I mean, I've had guys put their houses up for collateral on loans to the company, and the company failed. The bank took their house. I mean, there are guys that do that. And that's the deal. And there is a point where that is the deal.
You might think it would be depressing being the guy who has to break that news to people, but Couch says it doesn't keep him up at nights.
I don't feel sorry for too many people. It isn't that you don't care about people, and it isn't that you don't care about their circumstances, but I accept the fact that people make different choices. They have a different logic. And by the way, this business is not for everybody. In fact, it's not for most people. We joke about some of the adventures that we have, and we joke about some of the crazy situations we encounter. But this is dead serious business.
Couch says so far in the recent wave of dot-com shutdowns, the companies were so awash in investor money early on that none of the executives he's worked with have suffered the dramatic personal losses he's seen in other industries. Lazar says most everyone at Time Dance found other opportunities within weeks of losing their jobs. And in the end, he says having Richard Couch come on board and take over the shutdown made it a much more bearable experience. Chris Arnold, NPR News, San Francisco.